This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
This is it, the last week to get your hands on a Mercedes-Benz for $100. It's the first time you hear us talking about that. You're like, that is not possible. Yep, we do it every year because RBM of Alpharetta gives us a brand new Mercedes to hook you guys up with. So we do a raffle each and every year, and it's coming to an end quick.
Yep, we have less than 400 tickets left of the 2,500. So those are incredible odds, one in a 2,500 chance in driving away with a brand new 2023 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 SUV. Those raffle tickets, only $100 a piece, and it's a tax write-off. It's a donation.
Yeah, you don't care about that, though. All you want is the money and or the car, I should say, and to help kids out. So all the info, get it this week, the 24th. It is over at theburtshow.com.
25th, it's over.
25th. Theburtshow.com or burtsbigadventure.org. All right, Cass, mom fail. What happened?
Man, I tried. I really did. I think all parents look back when they've done something and they're like, I could have done that a little differently. That didn't end in, you know, trauma for my child that she's going to talk about with a therapist when she gets older. But hey, what can you do? We're all doing it for the first time. I went back to Louisiana to go to my high school reunion, and my parents and my sister were going to watch Hazel, my daughter, who is almost 4, and my son Max, who is 20 months old, while my husband and I went to my high school reunion, which is like the next town over. It's like a 30-minute drive. And this is our first time. I mean, we've left them with family before, but it's always been for like, I had surgery, or I had my son Max. You know, we've only left them with family for when we've had to. So I'm nervous, but I'm like, they're going to be in bed, going to bed. It'll be fine. They should all, if everything goes to plan, be sleeping. They'll never even know we're gone. Mm-hmm. And that's what I had planned to do, is just put them to bed and not tell them. But then I was like, if my daughter wakes up and she's, you know, she's 4, she wakes up and we're not there, like that could be pretty scarring not to have mom and dad around at all. So I'm like, I'm going to explain to her that Gigi and Papa and Tanti Lissa, which is what we call my sister, we'll be watching them while they sleep while mom and dad are going out for a little bit. And so I'm explaining babysitting to her, and she starts tearing up. And I'm like, what's wrong, baby? Mom and dad will be gone, but we'll be back. And I guess the way I explained it, as I said, you know, I can't remember the exact words, but something like, hey, you know, when you go to sleep, we're going to be leaving for a little bit. Gigi and Papa and Tondi Lissa are all going to be here watching you. You know, we'll see you later. And she took it to mean that I was abandoning her forever.
Oh.
She's like, so I'm never going to see you again? And I was like, no.
Was she excited? Or
no. Tearing up, like starting to shake. And I'm like, no, baby, we'll be back. Like, we'll see you in the morning. And she's like, when am I going to see you? And she wouldn't register at that point after I had dropped the first, like, this is what babysitting is, mom, that we would be back. We were gone at like 2 hours max. But for her, it was a lifetime. And so we get back after she had fallen asleep. My son wouldn't go to sleep at all without us. Hazel did. And we get back and she's sleeping, and all of a sudden she wakes up screaming and crying. So I rush into the room. I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, well, you're here. I thought you left me forever. And I was like, oh my God, I traumatized my child. I don't know how I'm supposed to explain babysitting, but
you don't.
I I wanted to give her the information so if she did wake up and we weren't there, she knew we were coming back. And instead, I convinced her that we were abandoning her for the rest of her life forever and that we were never coming back. And the next day, that's all she talked about the next day. I thought you weren't coming back. Where were Gigi and Papa? I'm like, they were here the whole time. Like, Tante Lissa was in and out the room with you. What? You weren't here. You weren't here. You were gone forever. I was like, dude, we were gone for like an hour and a half. Oh, my God. We came home and like I saw you immediately as soon as you woke up. And at that point, I'm like, I just give up.
Let me tell you. So the difference between you and me, next time, we've had babysitters multiple times. Hannah will come over to the house or Katie will come over to the house. We will have them distract Jimmy, and then Bart and I slink off out the back door and cut through the backyard and go outside.
Do you really?
Yes, we do. Because if he sees us leave, he's going to get upset and he's going to want us to stay. So instead, granted, he's like, you know, Hazel's twice his age. She's four. He's only two. So she has a little more understanding of stuff. And I understand you wanting to explain in case she woke up. But man, I always default to just don't explain it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned a very valuable lesson. And it's don't try so hard. Don't try so hard. Because with kids, you're going to mess them up no matter what you do.
That's the truth.
I put so much thought and effort into explaining everything and how I strategically do stuff. And it just keeps going wrong. And I'm like, what? Just don't try. Just make sure they're alive and happy and we're good.
When Hayden was acting and he was younger, I went to everything and I missed one on a Friday night and that's the one he remembered, man. I'm like, I've been to 50, bro. I missed one. And the one that I missed is the one that he always brought
Probably
up.
Brought it up nonstop too every single time. That's what Hazel does anytime, like over and over again. She won't let it go.
Which reminds, if you're looking for an easy way to sneak out of the house, if you have a young child who's a toddler and you have a babysitter and you know they're going to freak out if you leave. If you have a large cardboard box, just hear me out, okay?
What?
Okay. No.
Are you going to Taylor Swift this?
No. If you have a large cardboard box, you cut out like a little hole, like where there's a door and that they can go in and out of, and then you put a bunch of stickers in there and they just put stickers on the inside of the box and they're completely distracted and you can sneak out. And that's what Bart and I did multiple times.
So they go into the cardboard box and come out into a different reality where their parents don't exist anymore.
Yes. I know. When you put that in that, when in their mindset like that, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
And he did. He came out. He's like, where'd they go?
Get it? The Burt Show.